What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Midnight, straight up here on the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Hi, this is Fred Weiss, and I love listening to Steve Sommers on the Fan Sports Radio. Lolo, WFAN, New York.
One of the old, I haven't heard that clip in so, so long. That is an oldie, but a very goodie here. Draft night. Okay, I have the full, because we've been trying to, we're flying by the seat of our pants here, and Rosenberg, believe it or not, is doing a good job tonight. Here is the full trade. Everything you need to know about what the Knicks did tonight. They started out at 24. They traded back to 25. They swapped picks with the Lakers. They got cash from the Lakers. At 25, the Knicks selected Sergio De La Reja. And for about 30 minutes, that was their pick. Ultimately, before the night ended, before the round ended, the draft ended, round one, the Knicks traded Sergio to the Mavs in exchange for the 30th pick, Koa Pete, and 2 second-round picks. So they got 2 second-round picks there and cash. That's what they have so far. Now I'm going to keep reading. Cash, 2 second-round picks. Then the Knicks traded Pete to the Suns for 3 more second-round picks and cash. So the Knicks got 5 total second-round picks and a whole bunch of cash, as it's all about staying under the second apron, which leads me to believe that Leon Rose co-signed what James Dolan said on the Carton Show the eve before the parade. 5 total second-round picks, including 1 today, now that we have gotten to midnight. 31-47-55, the Knicks are picking coming up tonight. I suspect that will not be the case. They will trade out of probably multiple of these picks. 31, I think, is but a foregone conclusion. There have already been reports, I think Shams threw out a report that the Knicks are receiving calls about it. I expect the Knicks to continue to wheel and deal and move these picks so that they can stay under the apron and they can acquire cash. That is obviously the mission here. Okay, we got there. Took an hour, but we got there. I think it was very fun and very entertaining radio, including me not being able to pronounce Sergio's name properly. It took me about 40 minutes. Then we got there and we hardly knew him, and then we're trying to figure out. I mean, Shams wrote 5 seconds. He wrote the Knicks acquired 5 seconds. They acquired 5 seconds? What'd they acquire? Prom night? 5 seconds? You mean 5 second-round picks?
I feel like Jazz's lollipop gate was 10 years ago.
And we would, we still will, but we would have had a lot of fun with that for a few hours. And we'll bring it back up here, but let's get to your calls. I appreciate everybody being patient. Only one person out of everybody that was on hold for an hour, only one person dropped. So shame on them. No, I'm just kidding. I think there's something around here with our callers. It gets to midnight, and they're like, I can't be on hold anymore. It's midnight. I can't call in anymore. It's midnight. I'm joking. But I appreciate everybody on hold. We're going to get to everybody now. We just had a crazy hour here. We'll get more into the lollipop gate, but I appreciate everybody's patience and willing to hang on to talk to yours truly. We'll get to everybody here in a row. Am I getting feedback in the microphone here, Rosie, with my headphones?
Steve Summers-like.
What am I turning into, Steve? What is it already with the Sergio? You already know with what I'm talking, with the Sergio, with the Sergio, with the Spain already. You already know with which I'm talking, with the second round picks, with the how many picks, Rosenberg? Put it up on the screen. I wrote it here on the piece of paper, but I did it with the pen, with the ink. That's all over my hands now, so I can't read my own handwriting. I left the notes in the bathroom with my coffee and my pack of cigarettes. What is
it? Can you look at yourself in the mirror?
No, and I can't tell you already that this Sergio already, with is it already, with the pick, with the 25th.
It was like having sex.
And they traded it with the Lakers, with the La La Land, with the Tinseltown, with the City of Angels, with the all the plastic surgery that goes on in Los Angeles. Los Angeles, I always forget this bit, but he goes, Los Angeles, it is 50 counties looking for a city. I don't know if that was 100% accurately the bit, but Los Angeles out there with the Sergio, with the picks, with the 1205, with the mucus, with the mushroom barley soup. Tommy Lugauer, positive Tommy, when he was, you know, a little bit younger and single, would do things above the covers that you would normally do underneath the covers. Hopefully young Spence Roberts is not listening right now. It is after hours. We do get a little dirty. We do get a little filthy here. And I don't want you repeating this to your mother as your father drove you to another game and he is recording a Rico as he's driving home right now. Because he does a Rico after every game. He's obsessed. He's addicted. All those things. What is it already? With the Sergio, with the man hands, with the close talker, with the summer of George, with the George Steinbrenners here.
Tommy is calling. Tommy from Woodbridge, a former intern, from what I understand.
Yes, you understand
hello,
that correctly. Hello, Steve.
What
is, yes. And already with the summer of George, and what is it with the Calzone, with the Seinfeld, with the Jerry Seinfeld, with the Frank Costanza already. And we will get to your calls, and I will ask a question here. The question will take 75 minutes for me to ask the question, and then at the end, I will make more of a statement than a question. What?
And I love listening to Steve Summers.
With the Frederick Weiss already, what is it? And if Summers was working tonight and Rosenberg was working with him, it would be a lot of paper flipping. He would have written out the and you already know with which I'm talking, and with killing time here to tell you with which I'm talking about the Sergio De La Reja. All right, enough of that. 888-808. And I had Steve on a couple of weeks ago. Love doing the impression of Steve. All right, let's get to the calls. I appreciate everybody's patience. James is in Rockland County. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, Tommy. Hey. I want to know, do you want to hear about Giannis first or about this Mets dumpster fire?
That's absolutely up to you. I have a sneaky suspicion, James, if you start on the Mets, you won't get to the Giannis. So let's go Giannis first, and then the floor is yours with the Mets.
Okay, so basically with Giannis, so I hear a lot of people saying, like, they don't have enough depth. They traded all their picks.
Miami, you're talking about.
Right,
yeah.
Miami, mm-hmm. Right. So this is what I'm thinking, that the same way whenever, like, John Harbaugh makes a move, like when he brought back Evan Neal, everyone was like, what are we doing? But mm-hmm. We trust John Harbaugh. Why don't we say the same thing with Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley? They're
well, listen, you're
the best in the business.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And they're certainly, Spo is right up there with the best coaches in the sport, for sure. Pat Riley, with our feelings towards him to the side. You're talking about bringing in LeBron. You're talking about bringing in Bosh. You're talking about bringing in Shaq. Now you're talking about bringing in Giannis. I will give them the benefit of the doubt, but I do think the things that I raise and others have raised are fair criticisms. We'll see how it all ends up. But listen, if you could get your hands on Giannis and you are the Heat for sure, or Boston, I think anybody really outside of the Knicks, if you can get your hands on Giannis, you do it and you do whatever you have to do to get him.
Yeah, and okay, so now back to this dumpster fire of the Mets.
Okay.
Basically, so I think we all are agreeing that they're going to be selling by the deadline, right?
I don't agree with that, but if you would like to call them sellers at the deadline, I will listen to your point on it.
I kind of gave up on the season. I was watching the game with the Cubs fan today, and I was like, okay, he was just trashing me the whole game. Either way, so I'm thinking that, is there any way, because when you sell things by the deadline, you only get 2 months of them. Like, is it possible to, like, sell now and, like, you'll get, like, 3 months of players?
Yeah, listen, like, when it comes to, like, when it when it comes to selling and buying, it really, you could start to sell whenever you want. When it comes to buying, you have to wait for a market of sellers. So if the Mets, and I don't think they're in this position, literally, and I don't think in their mindset is to sell players, but if they decided to sell, they would obviously get a lot of feelers out there because they would be the first team essentially doing that. And when you do that, you have a wide open market because there will be a lot of buyers out there because you're not late to the party. So yeah, you don't have to wait till the deadline. You could do it whenever the heck you feel like it. But I think the Mets have invested so much here that they're not going to do that.
Also, I think I'm saying I personally think that besides for Soto, McClain, Christian, Scott, Bench, and Ewing, everyone. I mean, everyone.
You would trade Francisco Lindor.
I'm at this point, yeah. I'm saying I can't rely that he's playing every day. I'm saying that maybe not Lindor. Maybe you'll convince me on Lindor, but everyone else. I'm saying all these relievers like Weaver, Brazoban, Devin Williams, Brooks Raley. I'm saying Freddie Peralta, Clay Holmes, definitely David Peterson, Sangham, Anaya, Bichette, yeah, everyone. I'm saying we got to rebuild, tear down the scratch. I really do think that.
Well, James, you got it. And catch your breath there. It's all good. And I know you're talking to a generational talent, and it can be very nerve-wracking, so I appreciate that. And I also appreciate you waiting on hold for as long as you did.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
I think 500 would be a very good month of June for the Mets when you consider the competition that they're facing. I think that is a good benchmark for them. They ultimately have to go on an 8-game winning streak. Most teams do in a given year to counter, in this case, offset the 12-game losing streak that they had. And when I looked at the month that they're, you know, they're obviously coming off a winning month of May. When I saw the schedule in June, obviously I would want them to be better than 500. But if they finished 500, I would consider that a win. I would consider that a good thing, considering Lindor still out, the Holmes injury. You're still watching Ewing and Benge ascend. It's not like they have gotten to that point yet as players where they're peaking. I thought that would have been a good month of June, 500. Still do. So let's finish 500, have that 8-game winning streak in July, and then when the deadline comes around, you could be buyers instead of sellers. Now, obviously, if things take a turn for the worse and the Mets find themselves in a situation where they become sellers, then they'll sell. But I am not of the mindset that they will be there, and I'm sure right now they are not at that mindset either. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I guess we're going to break rules around here. Ozzy is in Woodridge. Now, Ozzy, you usually only call me once a week, but you do have a clause in your contract here as a caller after hours that you will call me twice in a week if there is an emergency. So I have to assume there is an emergency right now.
Doobie! I mean, Lukey!
That, you know what?
How you doing, buddy?
I did not even think of that being a thing. And obviously, Zuby Ejiofor is now a member of your Atlanta Hawks. We could have had Lukey and Zuby. I didn't even think of that when I was pumping up Zuby coming to the Knicks. Well, now he's on your Hawks, so he's a part of the show now because, Ozzy, you're a huge Hawks fan.
It's a consolation prize. I woke you up all the way to a Larry O'Brien. You got the Larry O'Brien, the ultimate prize. But I got your Zuby on the hardwood.
Yes, you did.
And I got your down.
Yes, you did.
On the gridiron.
Yeah, what's up? But what is that? That you keep taking the players I want. Now, to be fair with this one, Zuby, you guys picked before us, so I can't get nuts about it. The downs thing, we were in front of you. We passed on them, so that one will bother me a lot more. But Zuby rhymes with Loogie. You know, a football on a groin had a football on a groin, so it's tough for me to live with this because we could have went Zuby all the time, and now we can't, or we can't until you call up talk about him. Well, you can in your pajamas at home. Yes, you can do that in the comfort of your estate. Yes.
And you just mentioned before, and here's a fun fact, all right, for all you kids out there, you mentioned before sex ed. I was a sex ed teacher to high school kids.
There's a site. Yeah.
Yeah. True story.
Now, did you show a video, or did you more? It was more
the
of the video.
Miracle of Life.
Yeah.
At the very end of the semester of the market period, the Miracle of Life. Other than that, it was just this voice talking about that stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing that it's called the Miracle of Life because for a lot of people, having sex is a miracle for them. You know what I mean? Like they're just thanking their lucky stars that anybody decided to share a bed with them. But yeah, I do remember the videos as a kid. I don't remember seeing you there, Ozzy. You probably just toured more of the Woodridge high schools, or should I say, not even high school. What grade was it? Elementary school? What grade did you do again? I think I was in elementary
school. The high school I taught at The sex ed was.
What do you mean you taught at? What do you mean you taught at? What are you talking about? You were a teacher?
I was a phys ed and a health teacher. Bro.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I guess I never asked what your profession was, Ozzy. Even though we've met several times in person, I did not know that you did. So you so you no longer do that. But you were a phys ed slash health teacher. Okay.
You want to hear something that just sums it up 100% perfectly?
Yeah. Go ahead.
The cerebral Kendrick, right?
Mm-hmm. Kendrick and Suffering.
He is like a math or an English teacher. Forgive me.
He is. I don't know what class he teaches, but he is a teacher. Yes.
Yeah, but he's doing like a real subject. And the rated R superstar, Ozzy, was a gym teacher for Christ's sake. So it kind of makes sense now, doesn't it?
Yeah, you basically spent your entire career talking about the birds and the bees.
The birds and the bees, and I threw out balls, and I played the balls everywhere.
Yeah, it was
balls.
that was your expertise. We were basketballs and things of that nature, and baseball. So I get you, Ozzy. I did not know that about you. Well, that makes sense though, because I've said this about Ozzy, and listen, much like me, you're very polarizing, and I think that's why we're kindred spirits. Ozzy is well put together. He's got the pipes. He's very much in shape. So it does. Now, listen, I'm sure there are some gym teachers that look like Marash and Rosenberg, but I always feel like I want my gym teacher to be in shape, and you, Ozzy, are in shape.
Unlike Jazz on the Diamond,
oh, here we go.
I don't lollygag in the gym. You see what I did there?
You don't skip leg days. No, you definitely don't.
No, I'm not a lollygagger like our
boy. Okay, I don't know. I don't think there's any issue with the lollipop. And I know he roots for the team that we don't root for, but I'm trying to be objective here. I have no issue with Jazz Chisholm enjoying a nice little suck on candy, a lollipop, a little blow pop. Watch your mind here, Oz, as we don't drift too far off the deep end. But a blow pop, lollipop, that works for me. It works for Jazz, and I don't think it's an issue at all. I think it's false, fake outrage, anybody that's annoyed by it.
Speaking of issue, we got to talk sports, Tommy. The Mets have talent. They are paper champs. There is something wrong in that clubhouse.
What do you think it is, Ozzy?
Like this.
Because you've said this now back-to-back nights.
Yeah.
What do you, Detective Ozzy, think is going on in that clubhouse? You think it's managerial? Do you think it's player? Do you think it's just the wrong mix of a group here, no leadership? What do you think the issue is that you're getting at?
Great question, and I would still do it with hindsight being 2020, but Tommy, the year before Soto signed with the song and all the good vibes.
Yeah, with OMG and Grimace and Positive Tommy, Seymour Wiener, Hawk Tua Girl, so on and so forth.
And then Soto was signed, and you got the highest paid player, and you got egos involved, and then you got a clash with Lindor and the wife and their political views and this, that, and the other thing. Something's off ever since then.
Something's missing, all right.
Now this year, right now.
Something's missing, all right. The Rooster has sex with all of them. You stole the marble rye? I didn't steal it. They never put it out. So you think there is an issue here. You're not going manager. You think
they're the clubhouse.
You think, because you have, you said you're a phys ed teacher. Now, I won't say the word in front of it, but some guys have blank envy towards other guys. You catch my drift there? You know, the locker room, they look around, they go, geez, I mean, nice. You're telling me, not necessarily that department, but as far as the cash, the moolah, you think there's some envy and some jealousy with Soto's contract?
Not even necessarily about that, about his swag and his wiggle, and he comes in. Tommy, there's direct correlation and proof. The year before, on paper, they weren't as fine and dandy on paper.
Well, they got off to the slow start,
Soto
too.
Soto comes in, it's been 2 years of nothing but, like, strife and struggle when it really counts.
And you think it's because of a shimmy?
I think it's because of his attitude, and he's not really, like, a part of the team.
Yeah,
like
I disagree. I'm having fun with you now, Ozzy, and you know I love you. I disagree with everything you're saying there. Rosenberg, go away. I don't need this. You need to say goodbye? Goodbye. Hello, Uncle Leo. What?
Well, I'm going on a little vacation.
Well, I don't care if you're going on vacation. Why do I care?
Because you're my best friend.
No, I don't care if you're going on vacation.
You're my best friend.
I don't care. This isn't 1950 where we have to send a carrier pigeon and a note to our dearest Gertrude that we're off to war.
Who's Gertrude?
This is the longest you guys are going to be apart in like over a decade.
Well, Fleeks, how long is he? Where's he going? Oh, I know where he's going. How long are you going for?
Long enough.
I bet, considering where you're going. You will be gone through the 4th of July. That's accurate? So I won't see you for 2 weeks.
I think my first week. Well, it depends with the, obviously in the summer behind the scenes, lots of moving up and down
okay,
for shifts.
Okay, I don't need the whole diatribe there. Two things then before you leave, because you're going to be gone for 2 weeks. Number one, you promised that you would get Cosmic Brownies.
I couldn't find them today. I went to two places.
But you promised.
Two places.
But you promised. Okay, so you currently, somehow, shockingly, are dating somebody. If you promised her something, would you only stop at two stores to find it?
Probably, knowing me.
Oh, yeah, probably right. Ultimately, your laziness trumps everything. Okay, moving on. Last night on After Hours, and this is good because the audience heard this. Dating back to the parade, let's go back in time a little bit to last Thursday. I was out City Hall there with Tiki and Evan doing the show, the Evan and Tiki show. Marash was here back at the shop, back at 345 Hudson with you. Marash came on the air and said there were tornado warnings for New York City. I felt like that was directly from you because you're a fearmonger. You're both part of the coalition of Nick haters. I think for sure, Sean, and probably you to a degree, you wanted Nick fans, their first ever ticker tape parade, you wanted it to be a bleep show in terms of rain. You wanted there to be chaos. You wanted everybody to be soaking wet and potentially the parade to be ruined. I called you out on this for days leading into last night. You came on the air yesterday when I called you to the carpet. You said, oh, I had nothing to do with it. That was all Sean. I didn't even know about a tornado warning. I think he was talking out of his ass. You know he's a BS artist. It's just completely untrue. And I said, well, why didn't you say something on the air? You said, well, I was too busy. Well, I did some digging. I did some accusing of Sean Marash. And he claims that he got the tornado warning information from you.
Oh, that's false. Now, that is so false.
Okay, so someone here that I consider a friend is lying to me. So Sean, I have to now go back to. So you are now claiming that, because you claimed this last night, that you in fact are innocent. Sean is the liar. And
Sean said that on Thursday.
He said he got the information from you.
And I immediately went to check the National Weather Service Twitter and all my things that I check for weather.
Yes.
And I didn't see anything.
Okay, he claims you fed it to him. You fed the tornado warnings to him.
Sean is picking on a lower guy.
Well, that's goes without saying that you're lower. But you now here on the record once again, because Rosenberg, I'm going to go back to Sean tomorrow. You know this. I'm not going to let this stand. I'll be at the parade next year trying to get to the bottom of this. You are now for the second time here in consecutive days claiming that Sean Marash, without you, you are innocent here. He was the one that, and he showed me the tweets, there was in fact tornado warning, so it wasn't BS. But you now are claiming it was Sean with the fear mongering, it was Sean who wanted the parade to be ruined, and you had nothing to do with it. Is that accurate?
I had nothing to do with any tornado warnings being brought up on WFAN.
Okay, I'm going to go back to him, because he is putting it all on your lap now. That's what's happening here, that's the volley. One of you is not telling the truth. It's either you, Rosenberg, or Sean. So we're going to get to the bottom of this because someone is lying to me. And
Give
me
a call whenever you want over the next few weeks.
I'm not calling you. I'm not calling you.
No, in regards to this, because I won't be able to respond for a while.
By the way, we had a great call last night, and then I got to get you out of here. Robbie in Phoenix, who's one of the great callers to this radio station. The first guy ever to call up saying that Aaron Boone should be fired. Now, he didn't wait a year. He didn't wait 6 months. He waited three games. But Robbie's a visionary. And what Robbie told me last night about you is you ready for this one? An arrogant presumptuous. You are an arrogant presumptuous. And what that means is you are boldly overconfident and self-important attitude. It happens when someone oversteps social boundaries, asserts undue authority, or takes liberties without having the right or proof to do so. Ultimately coming across as rude. Does this sound like you?
No.
Yes, it does.
No,
yes, it does.
I'm absolutely not.
Yes, you absolutely are. You want to be in. You want me to bring you to a wedding that one of our dear listeners.
Thank you.
You were not invited.
I was invited.
You were not invited. You are an arrogant presumptuous.
I am not in.
Where is your invite? It's an arrogant presumption. So I just call you a presumptuous. You were not invited. I was invited. I have to save the date. I have the invitation. You don't. You have nothing to do with this because you're an arrogant presumptuous.
I'm supposed to remind you to check to save the date tonight.
I needed you to remind me that during the day. I'm not going to text them at 12:30 at night. So now I need you on your vacation tomorrow to remind me.
Well, I'm not going on vacation tomorrow. I'm just
You're on vacation. Well, it's the start of your vacation tomorrow, though. Yes or no?
No. Start of my vacation Saturday.
Okay. When is the first day that you're off from this radio station?
I mean, I'm always off on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
So as the great Eddie Scazzeri would tell me, your vacation has already started. The peak of your vacation has already came and went. Everything now is downhill. We are working our way towards you walking back to this building, probably more miserable than ever, okay? So I need those things done for me. I need you to remind me tomorrow, since you're just off doing nothing, to tell me that I have to reach out to these wonderful people that invited me to their wedding. They have to get my address. I have to get the save the date. That's number one. Number two, I need my damn cosmic brownies. And number three, I need to get to the bottom of who came up with the tornado thing on the air.
Now, hold on a second.
What?
Do you agree with Robbie that I'm arrogant?
Yes. No, it's not a matter of being... Yes, you... Forget the arrogant part. You presume that you should be a part of everything. You presume that you should be on site at City Hall. You should presume
Oh, no,
that,
I don't. Yeah, I didn't want to be there.
Whenever we do an event here at this radio station, you are never invited, and you always bellyache that you're not because you have arrogant presumptions. Fair?
No, I don't bellyache that I'm not invited to that.
Yeah, I'm not part of the clique. I'm not in that social channel.
Well, that's not...
But what does
that
mean?
Clear.
But what makes you think you should be?
That's clear.
What makes you think you should be?
Well,
based on the fact that you and I are friends, I got to drag you around for the rest of you. Got to be Brutus the Barber Beefcake to my Hulk Hogan.
Listen,
I basically have to befriend you and bring you into every company
and
I'm in.
We spoke about this.
What?
The fact that specific people were invited to that over me. That was
I had no issues with either one of those, any year of those guest lists, the thing you're talking about. I don't see where you would crack that guest list.
And I shouldn't, by the way, because I am not,
have to move on here, Rosenberg. Wait, really, I can't. So just finish
it. You keep
it.
Bringing it up.
Well,
you
because you're annoying
stop.
Me. Because you're driving me insane here. You annoy the hell out of me. And you sidetrack me.
Well, you get 2 weeks away from me. I miss you, Tommy.
Bring me back some Dole Whip. You going to bring me back something from the trip?
What do you want?
I don't know what I want. I got to think
text
about
me.
It.
Yeah, text me what you want.
No, that's not how it works. You text me from the gift shop. Probably something very Star Wars. They own everything now, by the way. Like, they pretty much own everything.
Well, now everybody knows where Rosenberg's going.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean,
you tried to keep it a secret for the first 10 minutes
I guess
of this.
I did. That's all right. He's going to Disney World. Right? You going to Disney World?
I'm going to Florida.
You're going to all the parks.
I'm going to Florida.
I'm not
going to
say which day you're going to. You're going to Florida. What do you think? Taylor Swift? You think the paparazzi's going to follow you? You got to get married in Madison Square Gardens and nobody takes pictures?
I'm legitimately traveling the state of Florida. I'm going to Florida.
You know what to tell him to get you, by the way. He's going to pass a lot of stores where you can pick up these cosmic brownies.
Yes. Cosmic brownies. Make sure that they don't melt. And I definitely want something.
You know what I'm going to do for us?
Take a picture of me at the... You know what I like as far as like...
I'm
going
to go to that steakhouse.
No, I don't want...
In Tampa that you're going to take us to. This year.
We'll see.
And Mike's included in this.
He is included in this. I told you, contract season, we'll see if upper management steps up to the plate here and I get a little bit more moolah. And if I do, then we will go to Tampa.
Which is great, because then that means
par for
me
the
and
course
Mike
much of the same here, then we'll probably be going to Lower Manhattan. What?
That means me and Mike get more money because you would filter that down to us. Because I know you're the type of guy
that is
going to fight for your guys.
No, it's not that I'm fighting for you. It's just that the trip that we take at the end of the year will be better. Or will be a trip. If it's not a trip, it'll just be a night out here in the city. But take pictures of the gift shops, send them to me, and say, hey, would you like this? And I'll let you know.
See ya.
Okay. Greg in Verona has an idea of how I could expand my brand, so I'm very curious about that one. What's up, Greg?
What's up, Luigi? Hey. I do have an idea, but before I get to that, just a couple things to get off my chest.
Of course.
Number one, you're channeling doggy, Christopher Van Dog Russo, very well tonight, but then you went next level with your Schmoozer impression.
Oh, thank you.
I love the Schmoozer. That was my high school experience. He put me to bed every night, overnight under the covers.
And not because he was boring. He was very entertaining. It was just because it was late night and he was Captain Midnight and that was your time to go to bed.
Absolutely.
Yep.
He was the man.
Yes, sir. For sure.
Also, on the telemarketer topic, I was a telemarketer.
You are?
I hocked long distance plans for landlines.
Yeah, back in the day, I don't know if they exist to the degree anymore, obviously, because it's not a house phone. Because now we could see on our phone that it's a number we don't recognize or it's spam, so it's tougher to get by that.
Yeah,
but
back
in the day, you'd call the house phone, we'd have no idea, and they'd get my last name wrong.
Yeah, my best friend is Spam Likely. and then really quickly on Blow Pop Gate, I've listened to the station all day today. I didn't hear a single host or guest point this out or caller. Which is kind of astonishing. It's a health hazard. When you have a stick hanging out of your mouth and whether you're outfield or infield.
Okay.
Like it's not uncommon for these guys to fall on their face.
Oh, you would say to choke on it, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I think I did hear Jerry mention it, Recco, and I believe McMonagle was receiving messages about the hazard of it. I agree with the safety. I wouldn't want anybody's safety to be an issue. Yeah, health hazard, they could choke or whatever. But I would like to think that he would just take it out of his mouth if he was in a situation where he would be in action. Like, he was idle. He was just standing there. If the ball was hit to him, I think he would have just tossed the lollipop.
It's unnecessary, and I think there was a caller, I think, on Boomer and Geo who mentioned the professionalism that Steinbrenner senior has.
Yeah, no, that's been a big topic today, and I appreciate the call. Oh, no, do you have an idea on expanding my brand?
I do, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I only waited for an hour. But anyway,
I apologize for that.
No, it's all good, dude. So, Positive Tommy, I'm all in on. I think it's refreshing. It's like the lime wedge after a tequila shot. But I think you need to think about sort of diversifying and expanding. And have a segment or have a day where you're evil, Tommy.
Ooh.
And, you know, you're just a hater.
Ooh.
And so for everything, take the, you know, the Antichrist, the counterpoint to Positive Tommy. Get your Positive Tommy take out, but then put on the evil Tommy hat. Put on, like, devil horns.
It would be, like, the negative Tommy, and it would not be Positive Tommy, so it would be a different Tommy, and it would not reflect the views and images and likeness of Positive Tommy. So it would be a way for me to get out sort of the negative feelings through the vessel of Negative Tommy.
Absolutely, and I will say this, and then I'll drop after this, because I know you got to get to break. I've worked in media for over 20 years. Like, this is my profession, so I'm just giving you show notes, dude.
Appreciate it. Oh, you're going to give me more, or you're just... Oh, I see what you're saying. I got you. Yeah, no, Greg, there are many Tommies, as we know. There is Positive Tommy, which is my bread and butter. There's Tommy the Pothole Slayer. There's Tommy the Rationalizer. There's Tommy the Wedding Crasher. There's Tommy the Lover Boy. There's Tommy the Mama's Boy. There's Tommy the Hopeless Romantic. There's Tommy Potholes. There is Tommy the Legend. There is Tommy the Complainer. There is Tommy the Total Package, and yes, I am Lex Lugauer. There are so many Delusional Tommy, or as the kids would say, a Delulu. There was only one negative Tommy, though, and it was a character within the sort of vortex of Bad Tiki, who is an AI-generated sentient being, and he and his views and opinions do not reflect Tiki Barber, Odyssey, or WFAN. And I always felt like Negative Tommy, and it's funny because I think Mike Myers confirmed this, and obviously they have the commercial right now. They are doing another Austin Powers, a fourth one. So this is timely. I always felt like Negative Tommy in the Bad Tiki verse was the Seth Green character in the Austin Powers verse. That's always the way I looked at it, but I have not implemented the Negative Tommy in the show. And you know how I feel about Positive Tommy, and I don't want to do anything to taint the Positive Tommy brand. But the idea of maybe not once a night, but perhaps once a week or when it calls for it. Because if you do it all the time, then Negative Tommy, because there's some people that are like, oh, enough with the Positive Tommy. They'll feel the same way about Negative Tommy if I feed that to them on a nightly basis. So let me think about it. I appreciate the suggestion. I hear you. I understand why you would do that or why I would do it. Let me think about it. Let it marinate. And I will, I'm not promising I will do it, but I will come up with, if I do it, a way to implement Negative Tommy into the show. My only worry is if you catch it midway through, you might not realize it's Negative Tommy. You might just think that Positive Tommy has turned heel. And that, I don't want the confusion. And then, you know how the media works. They'll just take this and run. And all the shows, midday, afternoon, morning show, they'll run with this. They'll turn it into their own thing. So I want to protect Positive Tommy at all costs. Because you got to get rid of Positive Tommy. Positive Tommy is mine. I'll get rid of it when I feel like it. But the Negative Tommy and implementing that, it's an interesting thought process there. So it's been a crazy couple hours here on After Hours. We still have 90 minutes to go. I know there's a few of you that have been on hold for a minute. I will get to you immediately after this timeout. Immediately. Because I know a couple of you have been waiting very long here. We've had a chaotic couple hours. Full Rack here. So if you're on hold, we're going to get to you. If you'd like to join the conversation, you could line up as well, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. We'll talk draft. We'll talk lollipops. Knicks, obviously. I want to get into the Nets a little bit here and their decision to not draft Darius Acuff. Mets, a lot of things on the table for the next hour and a half. It is After Hours. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
1240 here in The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to the busy calls in just 1 second here. But first, The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. It was a very, 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 very busy hour from when the Knicks initially traded back one pick, swap picks with the Lakers. And there was a lot of twists and turns. But ultimately, here's what the Knicks did in the first round. They swapped 24 for 25. They got cash back from the Lakers as well. they drafted Sergio Dellaria. And then they traded Sergio to the Mavs in exchange for the 30th pick, Koa Pete, and 2 second-round picks. So 2 second-round picks. Then they traded Pete to the Suns for 3 more second-round picks. 5 second-round picks total and some cash. They now have 3 second-round picks today, later on today, and one of them is the first overall pick. There are already reports that the Knicks are taking phone calls about the 31st overall pick. I would be stunned if they don't trade that pick. Stunned. This is all about the second apron. This is all about money. The Knicks are doing exactly what ownership told you they were going to do a couple of days ago. Leon Rose, and we should have known this because Leon met with Dolan a couple of days before James went on the air on the Carton Show. So it's obvious that they agree about the apron. Plus, the Knicks don't have a lot of picks. So you're accumulating picks, but you're also worried about the second apron. Money and retaining this team, which I'm hoping everybody comes back. We'll see ultimately if that ends up being the case. I think they've earned the right, the Knicks have, to bring everybody back. And in a perfect world, they will. But it wouldn't stun me at all if the Knicks walk out of this draft without having selected a player. I mean, Sergio, he was a Knick for about 35 minutes. And Pete was a Knick for, I think, about 13 seconds. And then ultimately, they got 5 second-round picks. So that was the night that the Knicks had. And this is with when they got to the podium. Caravan was still out there. Evans was still out there. Vasir was still out there. There were a bunch of dudes that they could have drafted, but they're not in the interest of doing that right now. They are in the interest of staying under the apron. Tarris Reed, I think, went a couple picks after that. He went to the ultimately went to the Spurs. I think it was the Nuggets that drafted him, but he went to the Spurs. So we'll be seeing Reed in the finals, in a rematch of the finals from this year, because that's the way I see it going. This is my roadmap. First round, you beat the Knicks beat the Celtics. Second round, the Knicks beat the Heat. Eastern Conference Finals, they beat the Pacers. And then in a rematch with the Spurs, Knicks crown champions again. And this time, Wemby will have to shake Brunson's hand. There you go. Clip that, save that. That's going to be the road for the Knicks in 2027. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Chino is in Fort Lee here on After Hours. What's up, Chino?
Tommy, last time we talked, it was the beginning of the second half, game 4, if you don't remember.
I remember it well, Chino, and boy, how many things have happened since that conversation, and all for the great as Knicks fans.
Well, my anxiety is at an all-time low since that phone call when I told you, please, Tommy, talk to me. I need some positivity. I was ready to jump off the GW.
Yeah, and in a sports sense, but I understand that everybody that night was feeling anxious. They were feeling boy and nervousness because had the Spurs held on in that game, the series would have been tied 2-2 going to San Antonio, and the Spurs completely dominated the first half. They're up 27 going into the break, yeah. And the Knicks were going to have to make history in order to come back in that game. But you know what? This was a team of destiny. It was a team of history, so to speak, as far as the historical things they did. I was supremely confident in anything I could do to help out my fellow Knicks fans and cut through that anxiety and that nervousness and that worriedness. I'm glad I was able to do so. But ultimately, I had that type of positivity and confidence because of the belief of this basketball team. Because you know what? They know how to come from behind from large deficits. They've proven that over the last couple of years.
Yeah, as you said, they chipped away.
Yeah.
They chipped away.
Yeah, now just the Mets have to do
it. We both were saying the same thing. Let's just get a 2.
Yeah.
Get a stop. Get a 2. Get a stop. And it all fruitioned. It was amazing. It was amazing. If they do a 30-for-30, just mention Chino Fort Lee called in first. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if here at WFN we could technically do that because that's an ESPN thing. But if we do a documentary on it, yes, Chino, you will be, and I'm interviewed for it, which I should be, because I was at essentially the forefront. I was the first voice you heard essentially after every game in that amazing, dominant, historical, incredible run to a championship, the first one in 53 years. So I should be a big part of that documentary. Yes, Chino, I will mention you. 888-8. And now you sit back as Knicks fans, and we talk about second aprons. We talk about second round picks. We talk about stash and drafts. We talk about our draft and stash or a stash and draft. And now it's all about celebrating, relaxing, and allowing Leon Rose to do his job, which I have full faith in. In Leon, we trust. There's a way I would like him to go about it. But he has proven that he knows a heck of a lot more than I do, than you do, than we all do. And I don't think this is a scenario where Leon is handcuffed. I really don't. Because he either agrees with Dolan about the second apron, or I think Leon, one would think, has earned in that organization the trust, the voice, the stroke to present something to James Dolan and say, hey, this is, I think, the best course of action for this team. And if that includes the second apron, I believe James Dolan will co-sign that. I believe he will co-sign that. And I ultimately believe the Knicks will go there if necessary. And I think that they should. And I think that they will. I don't think it's off the table. That's probably the best way I can phrase it. I don't think it's off the table, even though Dolan made it seem like it was. I don't buy that. Not suggesting he's lying. What I'm suggesting is that perhaps more thinking about it, more talks with Leon, and you just realize how special this group was, and you understand, hey, perhaps we shouldn't move on from this team. We know the five that'll be there, the starting five, and I certainly would extend Carl Anthony Towns. Hopefully he takes a hometown discount, much like Jalen Brunson, but I want the bench back as well. Mike is in Rumson, New Jersey here on After Hours. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing? Good evening, Lugie.
Same to you. What's up?
Listen, the one thing I don't want to throw cold water over what just happened with the Knicks. It was a wonderful thing. You know, been waiting for it. I was 11 years old when they won in 1973. So I get it. Trust me. Okay, I know exactly what it means to the city and going to games when you know they stunk and they were 16 and yeah. And 64.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. Now, let me tell you how you go another 53 years without winning is doing what you did tonight. This is how you go another 53 years. You don't hand a player that's athletic, that shoots 40% from three-point range, averages 19 points a game in one of the most competitive conferences, and hand them to the Lakers. Are we like Walmart? This guy, Dolan, is about to split the Knicks and the Rangers off and go public.
Well, they didn't,
and pocket 40, wait, he's going to pocket $40 billion for himself. $40 billion. What the F?
You're talking about Cameron Carr? You're talking about Cameron Carr? Because Sergio De La Rea, yes. they sent to the
yes.
the Mavs. You're talking about Cameron Carr.
He was like ranked the 16th best player in the draft.
Yeah, he was a guy I felt like was a little bit more underrated and sort of overlooked. I like him as a player. I watched him at Baylor. But I don't think that Cameron Carr would have been the sole reason the Knicks would have won a championship. They have the best starting five in the sport, and I think the best player in the sport.
Right, but you're only looking at one part of that. You know how Brunson came off the bench and took the Knicks home with that game five performance?
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
Wait, I got a question.
Okay.
You know when he went out of the game? He went out of the game at 11:02 of the quarter. You know when he came back in? With a little over 7 minutes left.
Okay.
And he tore it up. When you have a guy like this that you can plug and play, take him out of the game, give him some extra minutes.
You're worried about the backup point guard position.
Not backup point guard, but players like this that are A players that you can plug and play. He's responsible defensively. He's got a 44-inch vertical.
Yeah, he's got a huge wingspan.
Are you kidding me?
They're trying to retain the roster they have, though. They're in a unique position where they want to bring these players back. That they already have.
Right, so as good as Carr might be. Jordan and Pippen.
Okay, but I still think. Do you think they're not the best team in the East?
For now, but that doesn't mean when you run into a semifinal or a final.
Well, first of all,
they
have Diawara, they have Dottier, they have Kolick, they have young players, and they have 3 second round picks that they could use.
Right, but every GM tonight. I'm telling you this.
But every GM tonight didn't win a championship a week ago.
So we're going to be talking about this championship 20 years from now. You know what's going to happen?
Mike.
What happened with the Rangers with 1994?
Mike.
The same crap.
Mike, they just won a championship, and you're going to die on the hill of Cameron Carr?
No, but my point is every other team that wins championships, you know what they do?
So you think if they draft Cameron Carr tonight, they are going to win a championship because of that? So I'm trying to get at what you're getting at. You're annoyed here because you're annoyed because they made a lot of money and you think the owner should spend the money. That's what I think the rumor
is. No, I don't care about the money.
So then what do you care about?
Because you actually think that the same team can do the same thing.
Yes.
Things change every year.
Yes, I do. Yes, it's called a dynasty. It's called going back to back.
Are they better tonight?
They're better. They're better by bringing back the players that are on this team. They're better if they bring Mitch back. They're better if they bring Shamet back. They're better if they have the team that won a championship in 2026.
But what guarantee is it that they're going to do that?
Because I just watched them do it, and there are no guarantees in sports.
And what if Robinson leaves and gets $44 million somewhere else?
Well, that's where you would then have a Diawara who would have to step up and be that big man.
And
or they draft a player.
What if Shamet leaves?
Okay, but that's when you get another veteran that can come in and knock down threes. I don't want them to leave, that's for sure. But I think their goal and their mission here is to bring those players back.
But that's perfect world.
They still have three picks tonight that they could draft players with, too. Let's see what happens tonight. They may draft guys that could help this team out. Plus, like I said, Kolek, Dottier, and Diawara get elevated because they've already been here, they've been developed, and they will be those pieces that get inserted there. And if you draft guys in the second round, they become the rookies that you look to develop in the summer league and the G League and throughout the season, wherever you can fit them in.
It's always good to look at
a team. They have a championship window with this starting five, and what they need to worry about is winning another championship in that window, whether it's 2 years, whether it's 5 years, all depending on Cat here and his extension. That's the goal. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to win another championship.
I want it to happen, but a lot of things during this first series went right. You had Wembanyama throw the ball into Castle's back.
Yeah, but they won the championship. To try to minimize it, to take anything away from them, battling back from 29 points down. I don't care if the Spurs left the court, the Knicks still battled back and won that game and won the series.
The thing is, right now, what happened was, as they said in Scarface, we're getting high on our own supply.
Okay.
You go into a draft to try to make your team better. We didn't do that tonight.
No. They don't have to do that. They won the championship. The way to make themselves better is to retain the players that they have, the team that won the championship. And you're going to sit here, oh, by the way, too, and this is why I won't do this, but apparently you are. You're going to question Leon Rose, who took the Knicks from the dumpster, from the armpit, from the toilet, from the depths of sports hell, and brought them a championship. You're going to question what he's doing? Good luck. Enjoy that island, as you will be the only one on it.
They said the same thing about what Neil Smith was doing.
It has nothing to do with what happened with the Rangers. It has nothing to do with it. Because it happened in the Rangers in the 90s, it does not mean it will happen to the Knicks in the 2020s.
It still doesn't mean you don't go into a draft to try to get better.
They are in a unique situation here, and the draft is still going on. It's still taking place. They could still draft players this year. They could draft players next year. They still have young players. They had a deep team. They have the best player in the sport. I mean, I don't know what more you want from them.
You
just heard about Cameron Carr 5 minutes ago, and now you're going to act like, and maybe he's going to be a great player. I wish him well. Boy, somebody asked me this last night. When will the honeymoon end? And apparently it ended here because the Knicks traded for a bunch of second-round picks, and they're trying to retain their team. Let it play out before you jump to any kind of conclusions and you bring up what happened with the Rangers. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. If you're on hold right now, we will get to you. We'll continue to take your calls and have conversations about the Knicks, about the draft. I want to get into what the Nets did, passing on Darius Akov Jr., which I thought was a monumental decision. We'll expand on that thought coming up. Mets, Lollipop Gate, all of those things still on the table for the final hour here on After Hours.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.